This is Day 20, Cryptids, Folklore, Tactical. A Stranger Things fanfic, written by Anne the Cat Detective, and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for Eddie on the Run, Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 1, Eddie Month 2023. Summary. In which there is another suspect in Chrissy Cunningham's murder. If not a very helpful one. Not everybody thinks you did it, Dustin offers, though something in his tone is not reassuring. Then again, it's hard to be reassured when you're squatting in a dank boathouse. He doesn't even dare go into the house if he can avoid it, just because someone might know to look for him there. He's gone in for the bathroom and to scavenge for food between supply runs from Stephen Robin and the kids, and he doesn't even dare turn the lights on. What do other people think? He asks, when no information is forthcoming. Nancy says your uncle said there were murders like this before. This guy, Victor Creel? Steve offers. Mostly people think it's the Forest Hills Walking Man, Max says flatly. Sorry, the what? You've lived there longer than me. How do you not know about the Forest Hills Walking Man? I don't know. I don't know about the Forest Hills Walking Man. What the fuck is the Forest Hills Walking Man? He's like Bigfoot or something. She shrugs. Well, not totally like Bigfoot, Robin says. He's, like, got four super long legs and he used to just knock over garbage cans, leave giant dinosaur footprints, which I'd say sounds crazy if I hadn't been informed that there have been, like, a lot of weird monsters in Hawkins. Yeah, except he's taller than the Demogorgons, but walks on four legs like the Demodogs, Dustin says, which... Eddie knows who Demogorgon is, but what the fuck is a Demodog? Yeah, and? Steve jumps in, straightening up from where he'd been leaning against the support beam. And he's been around longer than those Demodudes. But like a month. Dragon, Eddie says weakly.
What?
Dragon footprints. I made the Stilton shop class. I used to practice walking on them at night. He groans. He'd gotten pretty good at it, up until one of the feet snapped off and he ate shit. You're the Forest Hills Walking Man! Max laughs out loud, though no one else seems to find it very funny. You're the Forest Hills Walking Man now, Eddie says. What? I can't exactly go back and do it myself. Look, don't actually try and stilt walk. Afraid I'll knock over some trash cans? Afraid I won't knock over the trash cans because I'll be better at it than you? Afraid someone's going to be sitting up with a shotgun waiting for a 7-foot-tall monster to show up. You guys are going to have to break into my room, okay? There is going to be a foot off one of the stilts. You are going to leave some footprints around. It's not... The cops aren't going to take it seriously, but considering that there are really real monsters in town, I gotta think some of the neighbors will buy it. People who know me, at least, won't think I did it. And it, I don't know, maybe it buys us some kind of time before the Pitchforks and Torches Brigade shows up. Maybe when Chrissy's friends ask where I'm hiding out, no one gives me up.
I'll get it,
Steve nods.
For real? Yeah, man, I'm a stealth machine. I can get in there. Plus, I don't exactly have a curfew.
It might not be much, but hell, it's something. The end. Reader's notes. I am now imagining that part of Team Hawkins is diverted entirely to, like, you know, the effort of Operation Clarity's name by causing sort of Scooby-Doo villain-esque shenanigans so that the cops have too many causes of reasonable doubt to entirely pin things on Eddie. And most of them are not actually reasonable, but there's too many other things for Eddie to be the only answer. So, like, you know, Nancy and Robin are doing, you know, their visit to Victor Creel, and they're doing their undercover work and their research and shit. And then, like, I don't know, Lucas and Erica are on Team Ridiculous Monster Patrol or something, and just leaving, like, monster footprints behind the cops. Like, just hilarity. Anyway, thank you so much to Anne the Cat Detective for having blanket permission to pontific. Thank you, the listener. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.